Democrats are moving ahead with plans to impeach Donald Trump, and it seems they are gaining support from some Republicans. The decision to proceed with impeachment follows Vice President Mike Pence deciding not to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office. Well, Democrats want to charge Mr. Trump with incitement of violence after last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol. At the same time, the president has defended a speech he gave at a rally just before the siege and has denounced the impeachment bid.
The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain far greater than most people will ever understand, which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
And for the very latest from Washington, let's join Simon Marks now. Simon, so just what are the chances of the impeachment going ahead? And does it even matter to President Trump, given that he's going to be leaving the office anyway?
Well, the impeachment is definitely going ahead, Atelli. It's all kicking off in around 90 minutes' time. And there's only one charge that the president is facing: insurrection, in the words of the articles of impeachment. President Trump gravely endangered the security of the United States and its institutions of government. He threatened the integrity of the democratic system, interfered with the peaceful transition of power, and imperiled a co-equal branch of government. That branch of government, of course, being the United States Congress, attacked as it was last Wednesday following the incitement of President Trump to that crowd in the center of Washington a couple of hours before the assault. Things are going to move very quickly. There's only a couple of hours set aside for debate. The Democrats are absolutely confident, 100%, that President Trump will be impeached in the House of Representatives. And they were emboldened in that prediction, of course, because several Republicans, including notably Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming, announced last night that they would back the impeachment effort. So the only real question now is whether the Senate will move to convene a trial. And with the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, privately indicating that he is supportive of the impeachment process, there is still the possibility that Donald Trump, even at this very late stage of his presidency, could go on trial in the Senate. Were there to be a two-thirds majority in the Senate to convict him, he would be stripped of his powers and ousted from office, even if it happened with just hours to go before the inauguration of Joe Biden next Wednesday. The outcome of all of this remains uncertain. We're in for a very dramatic few days here in Washington.
Yeah, indeed, Simon. Also, we understand that Democrats are looking to punish Republican lawmakers who helped incite the riot at the Capitol. How is that likely to happen?
Well, it's distinctly possible that it could happen because there are Republican lawmakers being accused by the Democrats, as President Trump is being accused, of essentially breaking the oath of office that they swear when they're sworn in to serve as members of the U.S. Congress and they pledge to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and everything that it stands for. At the end of the day, this is going to be, though, a political question for the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, a Democrat, after the change in power in the U.S. Senate. He'll be in the driving seat there. And also, to some extent, for President-elect Joe Biden to determine just how far they want to pursue all of this. But there are lawmakers who are also in the crosshairs of legal investigations now, as the FBI and Department of Justice vow a nationwide manhunt to bring the perpetrators of last Wednesday's outrage to justice. So there are definitely Republican lawmakers in the House of Representatives who should be feeling nervous about whether there may be proceedings against them, either inside the House of Representatives or legal proceedings outside it. Some of them, of course, might welcome the opportunity to be perceived by their supporters, loyal followers of President Trump, as martyrs. So this is a complicated calculation the Democrats have got to make.
Yes, and thank you for helping us get up to speed with it all. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.